fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. I have some great news from up in Canada. The truckers are standing up for freedom. They're pushing back against authoritarianism. And I believe that as a collective group of people who value freedom more than safety, we are winning. Let's get right into this story. This is from The Star. I believe this is a local paper, maybe in Toronto. OPP sends strong safety warning to those gathering on overpasses for Freedom Rally convoy as trucks pass through GTA. Is that Greater Toronto area, maybe? I'm guessing. And this, again, this headline really doesn't capture what's going on there. I think they're trying to downplay it. They're talking about the like a weather warning. I don't think that's really the story here, as you guys will see momentarily. So here's some Canadians at the overpasses. They're putting up these. Oh, I like that. That's hockey stick. I didn't see that. You see that, Josh? That's awesome. They're propping up that flag with a hockey stick. But they're showing their support for the truckers who are pushing back against the mandates and Trudeau and just all of the global elite insanity that's going on there, just trying to usurp power and control. And the good people of Canada are taking back their liberty and individual sovereignty. We love to see it. So this is just a little video that I want to pull up, and you can kind of get the gist of what's going on. Let me get the mic going. Oh, there's another flag on a hockey stick. That's awesome. My freedom does not end where your fear begins. Right on, my man. Right on. I saw a lot of those signs in Washington, D.C. last weekend when we were there for the Defeat the Mandate March. Awesome, awesome sign. It's like it's crossing pretty much the entire country right there. Very cool. Oh, oh, looks like they're just as big a fans of Trudeau as the people are here of Biden. I saw a lot of those signs over the weekend as well. Good for them. Let's go Trudeau. That's great. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. There you go. All right, let's get the volume back. Okay. And so you guys see what's happening here. And if you were the one that was writing the title to this story, the headline, would it be about strong safety warnings for weather? I mean, come on, look at all these people that are gathering to stand up for freedom. Wouldn't that be the headline, putting back against Trudeau and just his, not his agenda, but really Klaus's agenda? I mean, that should be the headline here. And since it's not, you can tell that they're trying to spin it while at least they're doing the story. I'll give them that much credit. So you can see the timeline as to what's happening here. I believe this is in Toronto, but it's great news to see this. They're crossing all of Canada. And it looks like the truckers are kind of gathering at the Bass Pro Shops in the parking lots. That's where all these people are meeting up. The people are there giving them food and just helping them along their way. That is so cool to see all that support. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So that's just another news story to remind us that all the efforts we've made over the past, man, year now, it's really starting to see the fruits of our labor, and those dividends are starting to now pay off. And it just goes to show you that you can achieve so much more by with a decentralized approach. You can achieve so much more through a community of people coming together and really standing up for what they believe in. You can achieve so much more by pushing back that way through really civil disobedience than you can by hiring the right politician, or not hiring, but voting for the right politician. You could sit there and vote this person that you think is great. That's fine. That's not going to move the needle as much as you gathering 100,000 people and going over doing this freedom rally through all of Canada. That's what the politicians see, and that's what makes them backpedal. And that's how you beat the authoritarians. I don't think you beat the authoritarians by voting into office just different authoritarians. You beat them with this ground-up approach and all of us coming together, people who value freedom and liberty, the patriots of the modern day and age, coming together and practicing civil disobedience. That's how the Berlin Wall came down. And I believe that that's how this Berlin Wall that has been built up around us today will come down in 2022. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Some great news from Canada. It makes me really excited to read stories like that. Always stay up, freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. Let's join the truckers up in Canada. We'll see you on the next video.